Yeah, Hot 97 Funk Flex. Don't forget tomorrow I'm at Candela Lounge, Castle Hill. Me, Messiah. All right. We all going to be there. We're going to get it popping. BX style, Frank Swift. Shout out to Angie Martinez. She got her birthday jumping off heavy. You know what I mean? Avalon. We're going to be at Club Abyss next Wednesday. Funk Flex DJ Enough. Okay. Fifth.
Yeah.
First, I mean, of course, Irv.
Yeah.
And his brother.
Uh-huh.
They were on trial. Correct me, they were acquitted.
Yeah, successful would be the case.
Now, Preem.
Yeah.
Is on trial. Weird is that, or when you think about it, what comes to your mind first when you think about?
But you know,
McGriff Preem on trial. Which is it, I think for, it for racketeering or for racketeering?
It's all kind of stuff, murders and stuff like that. Okay. But I think it's funny because I see that his spirit was broken, based on you know the response that he gave in Vibe magazine.
Which was what? What did
things
he say?
Things that he was saying in the magazine.
I didn't read the.
It just doesn't sound like him. Like I grew up around him. I grew up under them.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And he would always be in a position or a point where he's saying something and it's like. We bulletproof. I mean, you don't see my insecurities much. I don't put them out there, and people don't draw them to the point where they actually on Front Street like that. I mean, and they was even worse. Like in the conversation, he told me he never had kids because kids would be a reason for you not to do what the fuck you want. I'm sorry about my cousin, but a reason for you not to do exactly what you want. Mm-hmm. You see what I mean? So, what's crazy is. My life changed as my kid came into my life. This is when I made the decision to write music. I couldn't really accept the repercussions the same way because it was more so about if I wasn't physically around to take care of him, nobody else would. And my relationship not having a father made me want to physically be there for him in those situations. So it did sway my thought pattern to go and 100% towards music. Like I say from the beginning, ain't no plan B. It absolutely has to work for me. You know what I mean? And it's different. My discipline is the extreme when it comes to that. You know what I mean? Because the music absolutely has to be right. Everything has to be.
It did work.
Yeah, it did. It worked all the way. But they can tell you at Interscope Records, they'll tell you there's not an interview that wasn't done. There's not a.
Are you a workaholic?
Yeah, I did everything possible. Because I couldn't accept anything less than the best possible results on the project. So it's like, if they ask, yo, man, you got to walk about 5 blocks over to go do this. I'm like, all right, so I'm going. I said, y'all, I'm going to go ahead and do it. What I got
to
do.
And you have a chance to see, which I did as well, what happens when you don't, when you, with don't artists. Do it. Yeah, like, it, and this has been, I mean, what, if rap started 79, 80, I mean, it's always been laid out there.
The music business is ruthless. You think, I mean, you don't secure anything. You secure it by doing your job. Like, at the most thing that you can feel secure based on your confidence, based on what you've actually, the work you've put in.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, because if you release the wrong things, there's no exception. It is like boxing, Flex. Kobe can have a bad game and don't score nothing and be on the bench saying, I had the flu, I was sick, and my hand. And everything else is an excuse, and he'll come back out Kobe Bryant the night after and score baskets. If you come out in a bad night in boxing, you got a loss in your career. You are no longer undefeated.
There's
your
no
purse is different. Everything is different. You see what I'm saying? And that's the same thing with these records. When you come,
it's some, yeah.
Yeah, it's a gladiator sport, baby.
DJing is easy to be. I can have a few off nights. I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm
think
good.
About production. A producer can make 100 beats. As long as two of them got the creditable artists and they out and on the air, they on fire. They on fire. They hot right now. But it could be another 98 of them joints just gob. And they going to sell them too. You see what I'm saying? They going to sell them and the artist is going to rap harder to it because you the artist, you the producer that just produced those two big hits.
He's gonna really write something he's real awesome.
Write his heart out. Do it.
It's Hot 97 Funk Flex, 50 Cent. What do you think of new talent? People that are out there such as T.I., Young Jeezy, I mean Lil Wayne.
Yeah, I think, well, Wayne ain't even new. He's been around.
Technically, you're right.
Been around for a while. Like, he grew
I think
up.
He's guess he's just getting his.
It's just really getting recognized. It feels. What do you? I guess it feels good, but I don't think he should be like saying anything to Jay-Z.
What do you feel about Lil Wayne? You see, I don't know if he's officially, if he officially went at Jay-Z.
Yeah. But just for that to be in the air is not good.
It should have got cleaned up.
Yeah, like it right away. He should have cleaned that up. Like that's not, that's not, not good, man. Because I mean, Jay gotta catch a body. That's what he gotta do. He gotta ruin someone's career. That's what he gotta do. Like he didn't do it. He didn't do that. Now, like he kissed made up with Nas.
Mm-hmm.
He just finished them off, man. You got him, baby. You done missed. Signed him to you. He works for you. Then you know, I mean, his next project, just give him $100,000 for marketing promotions.
And end it.
And get him out of there, man.
It's at 97 Funk Flex. When, did you hear Lil Wayne rock on Show Me What You Got?
Nah, he wrote, he did it over?
Nah, well, he did his a version to it.
Oh, Jay-Z Show Me What You Got?
Yeah, he has, did on the mixtape.
Like, he tried to, like, he said something?
No. He didn't, but I
think he I always know. Looked, I listen, I heard Jay-Z and Lil Wayne's music the whole time.
Okay.
Like, I would listen to his music and hear his, how he was influenced by Jay-Z.
Right.
So, like, for him going at Jay, I don't really get it. Like, I don't, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, see, I understand that they was cool with Jay because he was out of it. So, it was like, 50's our primary person to hate.
Let's go. Let's
hate 50.
Let's go. Let's go. You see what I'm saying? What's going on right now?
And then as soon as he returns, it's like, hold up. What's unfair is that the people say his project isn't good, but they'll say compared to him.
They're comparing it to Jay's last.
They can't compare Jay-Z to Jay-Z. If you compare Jay-Z to what's out right now, it is fabulous, fantastic, the illest thing. See, some of the things that he's saying on the records is going over their head. He's saying, I'm smart enough to buy the right car and not put rims on it. When you're getting the new 100EX, as soon as it gets off the boat, I understand what you're saying. We both going to get the new Rolls Royce convertibles before they can... They're gonna see me first. Bottom line, Jay gets the third one that comes, and we order. So I make sure we didn't order the same colors. You see what I'm saying? And but that's it. Like, so I understand why you're saying we don't need rims because it's gonna take probably 8 to 9 months before somebody else has the car.
For a pop.
Yeah, and then you can come put the rims on so you feel like you got something different. I'm gonna figure out what I'm gonna do with the rims. We gotta sit down and talk for the next 9 months.
Most people
before they catch up.
Most people do compare this album. His previous albums.
Yeah, it's to himself.
But he is a different person. He's not. It's 2007. The first album must have been 96.
Yeah.
So we're talking, you know, what is it, 10, 11
you can't,
years?
You can't compete with music marks time. You can't compete with how that felt.
And what was going on in
at
the
that
hood.
Time. You see what I'm saying? So it's like, you could he could have released Reasonable Doubt right now. And they would have said, I mean, well, it's cool, but it's not as good as the big one. You see what I'm saying? They would have said that
when that was
time. The time frame for it was unbelievably good for that. It's the reason why that record stands out. Like Illmatic stands out. Like Get Rich or Die Trying. Like classic albums. And it, when you get artists to challenge that, they haven't actually achieved creating a classic because they feel like the album is classic.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that don't even sell, like this is still a classic in their head. Still. Like, they need an IQ test for people in hip-hop. This is the only thing, because there's no requirements.
No,
you know what I mean? Like, you...
There's no test? There's
nah.
No SAT?
Nah, like, if you think about it, to have a successful career...
Sure ain't no rules.
People feel like they've made it when they get a record deal.
No.
Because there's so many people trying to get a record deal that when they actually get a deal, they feel like, I made it.
Put something out.
That they own. You're not after a record deal. You're after what comes with being successful.
I never met an
in the
artist,
music business.
I never met an artist 50 that ever said after an album, it doesn't have to break, but an album that didn't do as good as his last one to say, maybe I didn't do that right.
Never gonna say that. Never.
I never met an artist. Never.
And I said to him, even with 9.8, I'm a little disappointed. Because I went into it thinking I'm getting ready to raise the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to another level. So if that album, at the point, I just met my mark. You feel what I'm saying? But my personal goals were to exceed what I did the first time. And now it's like I got to back to the drawing board. And when you got sales just dwindling, period.
You will wreck his dope beat.
I'm telling you, it's not, that does not apply to me, New York City. I'm telling you. They already know it's my consistency that assures people that it's okay to go out and purchase the 50 Cent record. Nobody's questioning whether I'm going to deliver a good record. They're saying, is it going to be as good as the last two? Or correct, is it going to be as good as the first one? So I'm not questioning that. I'm game.
1-800-223-9797. Of course, Funk Flex, 50 Cent. I mean, so Jim Jones.
Yeah.
He's had quite a few records. How do you feel about Jim Jones?
Jimmy's in a great space.
I heard you. You said something great about him. I think you were on 106 in Park.
Yeah. That's balling. I mean, the record is a good record. You can't take that from nobody. You see what I'm saying? That's like Lean Back. When that record came, that record was fire. And then when they didn't buy the record, I'm sure they don't like Fat Joe. Based on them not buying the record. You can't get, like, that's like Whoa.
Eyebrows and his whole.
Yeah, that's what happens to me when I be
You
meeting.
Know what I realize? You are always in game mode. Like, you are in war game mode.
Nah, it's real though. But look, when Black Rob came out with Whoa, there was a lot of good music out.
Focus.
But that one separated itself. When they dropped Lean Back, that one was a good record. It separated itself. And when it still didn't connect and there still was no record sales, nothing about it, it's because he's been around here prior to that and they didn't buy into what he's been trying to deliver. You feel what I'm saying to you? And then you got Jim Joint. He's on Koch, man. For his record to be even played is a major, major accomplishment. So when he gets there, and then he sat back. When he took Jay-Z's verse and put it on a remix.
You're talking about, well, I guess Jay-Z had an answer to Ballin'.
Yeah.
Which was called Brooklyn.
Yeah.
When he connected the vocals.
And it was hot. While Jay is hot, he does it. The remix, it turned into the remix, but his freestyle was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of Jim taking one on the chin, he said, I'm going to be even smarter than that. And I'm going to do this. And he put it out there. So everybody's interested in Jay-Z is going to give it a look.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you Jimmy Jones a look all over again. It gives just...
Rejuvenated the project.
Yes.
It did. The rejuvenated.
That was smart. Project. Like for me, if he did that to me, I wouldn't leave him alone. I would not leave him alone. Because I know I'd be saying to myself, God, man, I'm gonna get him for that. Word of mother, I would probably get no sleep behind it.
I know it's funny. Sometimes I hear things. Yeah. Todd Knight said Funk Flex, 50 Cent. Sometimes I hear a record on, I hear a verse or hear somebody get at you. I'm trained now. Oh man, he's gonna get him.
I'm gonna get him.
I can feel. I mean, sometimes it happens. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes I call it wrong. But in just in my mind, I always like, ooh.
I'm questioning whether it makes sense.
I always want to see your face.
You know what it does?
When you hear something. Like, and where you at, how you taking it.
And it's my mood too.
Who brought it to you?
At that point. Sometimes it's fun. Because you understand you're not in control of what other people decide to do. And you take it. And what happens, the way I beat them is, they get so emotional that they forget that they're not in control. You don't run nothing. You write music. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So when you thinking that you run it and you don't actually generate enough interest to have conversations with the people that are actually in power. I gave them 2 bars a piece. They gave me a full year of their mixtape circuit performances talking about me.
It was going.
So every now and then when they slowed down a little bit, I gave them a reason to keep going. That's it.
You gave them something?
Yeah, I said, oh, wait.
Okay. There was 2 good chess moves. One on your part, one on their part. I'm going to tell you my favorite. And I don't remember. The first that Jadakiss came back with,
yeah.
I was feeling. He came back fast.
His response.
When you came back, when his jewelry got jammed up, I was like,
but
wow,
check this out.
Wow,
check this out.
This is
look,
so current.
Look, I'm telling you like this.
It must have been in the
that paper. Night.
It must have came with it.
Hit the newspaper. I did it that night. You see what I'm saying? Listen, I'm looking at him like, what? Your jewelry's not even yours? Hold on, look. This is bad. This is bad, New York City. When you put it like this, a lot of them are not wearing real jewelry. You see what I'm saying? A lot of them is wearing fake jewelry.
I think I heard K Slay pay. Shout out to K Slay, man. It keeps the street in tune.
Yeah, and some of them,
what's going on, baby?
Are wearing jewelry that has like it are most nights in it. They shine better on stage. So I might take my piece.
And it's my opinion. I think you saying that about the publishing sparked the beat.
It did. You see that with him puffing, you know? That was perfect. Wasn't that perfect? See, nobody's watching me. Everybody's just listening and they're not paying good
attention.
Nobody
ever went back to it. But yeah. I was like, oh, this is
one. Yeah, I mean, but check this out. After I said they on the radio, yo, they realized I could actually buy your publishing from Puffy. And they know Puffy's grimy. Like, Puffy would sell it. Like, what? Here, take it, Phil. What? I don't care what they're talking about. They can't pay what you can pay.
It's Hot 97. Funk for 50s. 50, man. Listen, 20 years from now, do you even think about, man, one day I might be in a diner and just see a couple of dudes that I tore down for years.
I'm going to see them.
And I don't even think it's beef. I just think, will you have any remorse? How are you going to feel? Like, listen, how are you going to, is it going to be okay?
I don't just choose people to bother. They have to do something that makes me uncomfortable. It gives me a reason to actually address them. And then after I'm done addressing them, they can't get over it. That's them. See, yeah. You don't see me chase. Like, I don't chase them down.
I'll tell you the problem rappers have with you. Mm-hmm. Your ad-libbing is mad. Like you hear it and you go, oh, he didn't get at me that bad. Then the ad-libbing comes and you go, nah, dog, he just tore you down. And it's like, that's the part that I think eats the rappers up. Because I listen for that part. I listen for the beginning ad lib. Anything, yeah. I listen
top
for.
Top feels so much better than the bottom.
I listen for all the stuff, and I think that's because, you know, that doesn't have to rhyme with nothing.
Nah,
that's just personal. That's
exactly what I'm thinking about. And you know what's crazy? It's like, all that stuff is. It's,
the
like,
game comeback.
They've been in the studio with me.
The it's game comeback was kind of crazy. Yeah. Key one. When his brother was spazzing.
Yeah.
And he jumped in. That was kind of on time, kind of on cue.
You know what's crazy? It's a lot, man. Like, I'll watch, like, sometimes you got to wait. They just jump off.
I think the only beef that I enjoy with you the most is you in game. Mm-hmm. But I do enjoy it because I like, I got to keep it real. Like, I look for the next thing.
Let me tell you what's funny.
It's not too disrespectful. It's not too crazy. It's just there. You know.
Nah, it's not even a beef now because I don't pursue it. Like, I don't say anything. Like, I don't have anything to, like, music wise. I won't write a record about it because that'd be a waste of my energy. Like, in a town like, nah, man, why wouldn't do that?
Who kid keeps these beefs hot?
Yeah, who kid will be like, he'll put an ad lib on it that makes you feel like what I was saying was to him. You see what I'm saying? And I'm like, I'm not even thinking about it. I'm writing. Just write and do what I do. So if you got, like, in these situations, they don't realize that as much as you want it to be just entertainment, there's a line. There's a line that you have to be comfortable with. And I'm only comfortable with it because I've been exposed to something far worse prior to this.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me look at them like, what? This is a walk in the park. Then you don't even know what it feels like to know someone wants to, like, is gonna kill you. Feels like they if they run into you, you run into them, they're gonna kill you. They know maybe, wait, we're gonna run into them next time. Nah, it could be 12 o'clock in the afternoon. It was 10 o'clock when they got me the first time.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Night or in the morning?
In the morning.
Wow. You're not expecting nothing.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
When it gets to that point and they never experienced none of this. So they're different. And they, like, wow, it's cool while it's just.
You're not trying to leave none of the table. You ain't trying to leave nothing. No, nothing smoldering.
Oh, let's get it, man. And we was talking earlier about Homeboy start his trial. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's funny because he's weak. Like, now you see him and he's compromising himself. Like, I've been around. Like, people don't understand. Like, they think it was just an altercation or a beef. between me and him because of the things that her said in the different magazines.
This is pretty.
Yeah. But we was cool prior to us having those issues.
Mm-hmm.
We was having conversations and, you know, and talking. He pulled out there, he stopped to talk to me after. And I'm looking in his face. What you looking in my face for? Because I heard Bourne punch him in the eye. You see what I'm saying? And then it was like, he got mad. He tell all the OGs, yo. So he said, but Bourne, the little niggas looking me up in my face. You know what I'm saying? He's mad. His reputation's everything. He's one of those guys that like people to know everything about. Like, he wants you to feel that way about him. So when they said that the Quran made him upset, that wasn't real.
It wasn't really an issue.
He physically told me himself, I like that joke. And then Nas would made a record dissimilar to the Quran following.
Mm-hmm.
Similar content. But then they'll say, oh, 50's a snitch because he wrote a song that had real things in it. You see what I'm saying? And
as you're supposed to be.
Right.
Of what's going
so
on.
So no, wait a minute. We supposed to give the real deal, or we supposed to be out here just fabricating and fantasizing? The police in my neighborhood think I'm responsible for anything that looks professional.
Mm-hmm.
Star, God bless him, he got killed on 109 and got poor because he got hit in the chest and the head, 2 shots. They figure, why 50 do that? This is what they asking people when they pick him up in the precinct. See, anything that's being said on the street is being said in the precinct, trust. So if you hear it enough fluently, like, yo, this was this or this was that, they saying it in the precinct because it's hitting anybody's ears. So, like, I know what their perception of me is, and I'm like, I don't work towards it. I don't put myself in a situation where they can give me something that ain't mine. Where they can say, like, they'll go, yo, you don't party like that. Well, I'm on the party. I am the party. I messed the party up. You see what I'm saying? I go into VIP, now the girl don't want to talk to you because she's busy looking over there towards me. Then, what?
Another issue. More issues.
Yeah, yo, 50, I'm not feeling them, son. Word, I'm not feeling them. You will come in there and do that. Like, I mean, and this could be your girl at some point just because she has interest based on how many times she's received information about me.
About what it is.
Yeah. So it's just, at that point, it's like, yo, so you want to knock her head off because you want to see me?
Hold up.
Right now, if you say Michael Jackson, if they say people got told Michael Jackson in negative regards based on him actually being tried for touching kids. If Michael Jackson ain't guilty of touching those kids, he's guilty of living a lifestyle weird enough for people to believe it.
Correct. I agree.
They put him in danger anyway. You see what I'm saying? So I would avoid kids, period. After the first time those allegations came.
Bugged out.
You see what I'm saying? So when it comes to the second time, the third time, it makes people believe, no, for sure that's what happened. You just got away with it.
Cat Williams got at him.
Yeah, I saw that. But I'm conscious and I'm not putting myself in those situations where they could just make, not easy. They got to make, how could you even justify having the hip hop police? How can you even justify investigating something before a crime takes place?
No,
is it a crime to be a part of hip hop?
They're assuming it's going to happen. Yeah. So
you're compiling information prior to that. Why? Oh, you want to forget the fact that hip hop is dominated by minorities? There's only one good white boy. You see what I'm saying? So that's what it is. Like, it's that. They assume that.
Do you think the hip hop police still exist?
Hip hop police absolutely exist. Oh, whoever those guys are riding behind me, they right there.
Jumping in the car, right?
I hope they're the hip hop police. They're the FBI. They're there for no reason. Taxpayers' money is like that. I don't even want good treatment. I want special treatment. I pay special taxes.
Is there anything you do different, 50? Is there anything you do different? Anything from the minute you ever touched the mic, from the first time you made a song, from the first time you touched down, is there anything you would do different that you feel or you should have done different?
I should have did a better job at explaining to people not to follow the things that I say, but my actions.
Okay.
What I'm actually doing. Because some people may, like, I don't consider myself a role model in any way. I consider myself inspiring on a lot of levels. I'm the American dream. Yeah. From the bottom to the top, baby.
He said, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe it. That's what it is. I mean, like, it's all possible here. You know what I mean?
Let me tell you something. I mean, You amaze me.
Yeah, they ain't even know significance in success. Like, the significance in coming from the odds, from where I'm from, to being successful.
That's at the highest level. You're doing it at the highest level.
Yeah, so it's like, it's unbelievable. To a lot of them, they watch and it's like, even in the neighborhood, it's hard to dodge it.
So many people, Top 97 Funk Flex, I'm going to get up out in a second. But, you know, so many people, because they just know I've interviewed you before, or you know, I like, so many people just always ask, what is he like? I get that so much. It's so much about, and sometimes I gotta be honest, if I answer it different sometimes, yeah. I go, well, he's clever, or he's businesslike, or, you know, depending on what you got going on at the moment. But I have, and I've told a few people this, and keep so real with you, man. I told a few rappers too, just sounds like, doggy, he's smarter than me. just of what I know of you.
Yeah.
For artists, or maybe people in the music business that don't know, I just, you know, you've had an incredible way of mixing talent and marketing and persistence and understanding of the business.
Yeah, you absolutely have to.
I mean, I don't know many artists that know the president of the label that they're on and have conversation with them.
Yeah, you know? But then they're not actually on a label. They're just floating. Because you don't meet these people and actually come in contact with them until you count. You see what I'm saying? So if they don't have a conversation,
you haven't sold enough?
Yeah, like, you haven't done anything for them to actually communicate with you where you actually count. Like, other than that, they're like, I don't even want to talk to him because he's an artist and he might be totally confused and not understand anything that's going on. So can I speak to your representation? They want to speak to your manager, who's usually someone who's been around longer and have more of a business sense.
Hit Top 97 Phone Flex. If as usual, man, you stay with me the whole show.
Yeah, man, I'm here. And I miss being able to come up here and talk to you.
Are we good? Yo, really?
Yeah.
I mean, you made the studio get built. You have made the studio get built. Like, incredible, man. As usual, man, I always appreciate you coming through. You always get to what's going on out there, man. I thank you for hanging out with me, man. And not just hanging out with me. We've done a lot together that sometimes people don't know about, that I never want to think that you think that I do not appreciate, you know, because you don't have to.
I don't think I don't know.
You don't have to.
Let me tell you, a lot of people don't know it, but I got a special, like, I like cars. I love cars.
Oh, yeah. You sometimes, not lately because you've been moving.
Yeah.
Fifth used to call me in the middle of the night, you know. Was like, I still know all the cars that you like, so yeah, I get to them slow. I get to them and I get it to them. I always try to find like a situation of somebody in trouble, and I go,
you can get it for,
I
yeah.
don't fifth like that car. All right. I never tell them it's for you though.
And I get, look, the cars, for me, what it does, like, some of them, like, I feel a certain way I'm using one of the cars. The way. Like, when I call the 84, the blue, I call it Sabrina. That's my mother. Like, my mom's had the same car when I was younger. That's why I absolutely had to have the 84 Regal. I had the 65 because you chose the color, the red.
Correct. I had a 66, and then you were like, you know, you want to do, you chose the color.
Yeah, we call it Christina.
When Fifth told me the color, I always tell this story. I tell it to people. I tell it to car guys.
Yeah.
He said to me, candy, red with some pink. With sparkles.
Yeah.
I was like,
what is that?
I said, I'll call you back. Let me make some calls. I'm going to call you back. So I started describing it. I dropped to like four or five paint guys. I said, I'm telling you, this is the color he's telling me. But one paint guy said, yo, they're not as hot. I know what he wants. I said, you sure?
Came back crazy.
He said, nah, I know what he wants. Because I never take the credit for the color. If I would never roach you. I would roach you and take the credit for it, because, you know, I wouldn't do that, man. Car guys ain't supposed to do that. That's like a super foul ball in the car business. And you picked an incredible color, man, and we got the car. That's still,
you know,
this day,
when
realize
the
color.
Difference between mine and the boys down south.
Mm-hmm.
When I open the hood, I swear to God, they go, "What?
What is this?"
They see like with the chrome stuff, the pieces that you put in it. It's crazy, man. The panels on the wheels, all that, and they look and they go, "Whoa, hold up," because they'll do necessity. clean it.
They don't do everything.
Right. So they'll have the car be spanking outside, the interior, the music, everything will be perfect. The wheels, the paint, and outside and inside it'll be just getting by.
It's sitting up nice. It's sitting nice. Yo, I have never been able to get a car to sit like that again. I have never been able to get, you know, and I don't want to bite because I got 65 too, and I feel like that's not right. I said, no, I'm gonna leave my joint low like that. I'm gonna wait till fifth, get rid of that. Right. Then I'm gonna get into that.
It's crazy.
Top 97 Funk Flex 50 Cent. I appreciate you coming by, man. Matter of fact, New York, Jersey, Connecticut, look for the interview. It will be on myspace.com/FunkmasterFlex.
Yeah.
If you want to download some mixtapes, you can go there. They're for free on myspace.com/FunkmasterFlex, and we're going to ride out. Matter of fact, call me right now. I got the keys to that Cadillac. It could start the engine. All right, and you can get that 1,000 right now. Let's do it. Hot 97. You heard me?